All right, Democrats, I have a message for you. I have a suggestion that we all need to follow. We need to start a narrative right now, today. We can no longer call the right Republicans. They're no longer the Republican Party. We must call them the MAGA Party. We can't even refer to them as Republicans. You know, in recent years, I have observed a profound transformation within the political entity traditionally known as the Republican Party. The emergence of the Make America Great Again MAGA movement under the leadership of Donald Trump has fundamentally reshaped the party's core principles and priorities. This evolution prompts a critical reassessment. Can we still, in good conscience, refer to this entity as the Republican Party? Or has it morphed into something distinctively different, the MAGA Party? Reflecting on the historical value that once defined the Republican Party, several key tenets come to mind. The party was founded in mid-19th century with a resolute commitment to opposing the expansion of slavery, championing individual liberties, and upholding the principles of free market economy. It stood as a beacon for limited government, intervention, fiscal responsibility, and a robust national defense. The Republicans of yesteryears were staunch advocates for international alliances, recognizing the importance of global cooperation and diplomacy. However, the MAGA movement has ushered in a paradigm shift that starkly contrasts with these traditional Republican ideals. The movement is characterized by a nationalist and populist sentiment, emphasizing economic protectionism, stringent immigration policies, and a more isolationist stance in foreign affairs. Their rhetoric often challenges established democratic norms and institutions, marking a departure from the party's historic commitment to democratic principles and moral leadership. Traditionally, Republicans championed free trade and open markets, believing that minimal barriers would foster economic growth and innovation. In contrast, the MAGA movement has implemented protectionist measures, including tariffs and renegotiated trade deals, aiming to prioritize domestic industries over global competition. The Republican Party once supported measured and structured immigration policies, recognized that contributions of immigrants to the nation's fabric. The current MAGA-driven approach has shifted toward a more restrictive policy, emphasizing border security and reducing immigration levels, often accompanied by divisive rhetoric. Historically, Republicans value strong international alliances and a leadership role in global affairs, understanding that a collaboration was key to national and international stability. The MAGA philosophy leans towards unilateralism and skepticism of multinational agreements, leading towards strained relationships with long-standing allies. The traditional GOP upheld the importance of democratic institutions and the rule of law. In contrast, the MAGA movement has been associated with challenges to the electoral processes and an erosion of trust in democratic institutions, often promoting narratives that undermined public confidence in these systems. I can go on and on with the difference between the Republican Party and the MAGA movement. This ideological metamorphosis has not gone unnoticed. A significant portion of the party's base now identifies more with MAGA than with traditional Republicanism. According to a poll by the Vanderbilt Project on Unity and American Democracy, as early as 2025, 52% of Republicans nationally identify as supporters of the MAGA movement, marking the first time that this group has constituted a majority within the party. So, given these substantial shifts, I believe it's both accurate and necessary for Democrats, political commentators, and the public at large to acknowledge this transformation by referring to the current entity as the MAGA Party. Continuing to label it as a Republican Party not only misrepresents its current ideological stance, but also does a disservice to the history legacy of the GOP. Recognizing and articulating this distinction is crucial for fostering honest and clear political discourse. The party, once known as the Republican Party, has undergone a significant ideological transformation under the influence of the MAGA movement. To reflect this reality and to engage in transparent political dialogue, it's imperative that we adjust our terminology accordingly. By doing so, we honor the historical values of the original Republican Party and accurately represent the current political landscape. So it's official. Today, it's now the MAGA Party and no longer the Republican Party. Please make a note of it.